go, pray, go, anywhere you may go. Make each day be a day full of fun. If there's a game or a girl to be won, do it with a bing, bang, bong.
A bing, bang, bong.
A bing, bang, bong. Presto, presto, do your very besto. Don't hang back like a shy little kid. You'll be so glad that you did what you did if you do it with a bing, bang, bong.
A bing, bang.
Academy Award-winning actress Sophia Loren will grace the Proctor stage at 3 p.m. on March 13th in Schenectady, New York. The film icon will treat her fans to an unforgettable afternoon of firsthand accounts about her life, film career, and personal memories. Sophia Loren has been a major presence in world cinema since the late 1950s and has acted opposite co-stars including Cary Grant, Frank Sinatra, Marlon Brando, Gregory Peck, Jack Lemmon, and Paul Newman. She received the first Oscar presented for a foreign language role for her appearance in Two Women. She has earned a record 6 David D. Donatello Awards for Best Actress, a Grammy, 5 Special Golden Globe Awards, an Honorary Academy Award in 1991, and in 1995, the Cecil B. DeMille Award for Lifetime Achievement. I feel like I won a lottery that I will be asking her the questions on the Proctor's stage.
The list of the prizes will be longer than that.
It is. It's a long list, isn't it? It's a very long list.
Yes.
How do you look at that when you think of all of the awards and all of the achievement? You have to be immensely proud.
Yes, of course I am immensely proud. It's because when you start a career and you don't know what is going to happen to you because you are so young that you really don't know what to do to be able to follow your dreams, and then it happens day by day that you grow and grow and grow, and then one day people say that you are a wonderful actress and that you did a wonderful job. I think it's exhilarating. It's like winning a lottery, even more than that, because I put so much soul in what I was doing that I spent all my life working and trying to put together also my private life, trying to find a man that really, Carlo, gave me the courage to follow my dreams. You know, it's something that every time I was thinking about something very good for the family, for my career as a woman, everything almost always happened like a miracle. You know, it's I'm very very happy, but. You know, for me, it's something. Sometimes, if I think about my life, and when I wake up in the morning, I still have the desire to explore more, to learn, to share. Like I was much younger than my age.
So you'll be joining me. You'll be on stage at Proctor's Theater.
Sure.
I'm thrilled to have the opportunity to be with you on that afternoon.
Wonderful. Wonderful. No. So I'm so glad we are talking today. So I feel like I've known you already.
That's right. So what has it been like? Do you look forward to the opportunity to sit down and talk to people and tell stories? And of course, we're fascinated.
No, because when it's something that you've never done before, you just face it with a great excitement, but always afraid not to do the same, the good things for the public and for myself and for you. For the people around, you know. I don't know, because I've never done it.
But you,
yeah, it's the first time, yeah.
But I'm sure you understand why people are so fascinated by you and what you have accomplished, for many of the reasons that you just mentioned, that you have been able to have a beautiful career and a beautiful family and to navigate that in such a way.
Yes. Yes, but sometimes when you talk about the things that you have inside, sometimes it can happen that you are a little bit jealous and not to give really everything that you have inside. I don't know. I'm really very, very excited to start to face the public on a stage and to do really my best, because when I decide to do something, I really am there all the way, and I really try to do my best. And then I think that for what I've done in my life, I think that the public, they know me more or less, and they would never put me in an awkward situation, you know. I don't know. I'm just saying things. I don't know.
Well, in a way, it's very similar to what you did in your autobiography, which came out 2 years ago and was absolutely beautiful.
Yes, yes.
That you get to examine your career and yourself and answer questions about this life that you've had.
Yeah. I know. I know. And I am excited.
When you look at that career and the fact that you, and again, as you said, you know, the list could go on and on about the awards that you have won. And it is beautiful to think that there are so many incredible performances, many of which we'll see clips of when you are on stage. Do you like to see that? Is that enjoyable for you to watch those moments still?
I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know, because it's another kind of feeling, because you are on the stage and you face with a public that they know you very well, and you know it's. I think it's going to be very interesting for me, because before wanting to do this question and answers, I thought about it a great deal, because it's something that you have to be accustomed to, and when it's the first time that you do something, you want to give really the best that you have inside, and you always hope that you are going to have a good vote.
So another way of asking the question is, do you enjoy now watching your work? When you see yourself on screen, do you enjoy that?
First of all, you never want to see things that you are not very, very sure about what you did.
Right.
You always choose the best of the best. And when I choose the best of the best, when I see something, I say, well, you really learned something. You really put yourself in it all the way. Yes. I've always given whatever I could. Yeah. Yeah. But this is in my character. When I decide to do something, I really go all the way. Yes.
When you picked roles, was that really what helped you, I assume, is that you would give everything that you had to a particular character, to a particular project, to a particular situation. Mm-hmm. Meaning that you, in what you chose, certainly, that was your mantra. You wanted to give everything that you had, and you benefited in that, as did the audience, of course.
Yes, absolutely, yes. Uh-huh. Well, because if I was asked to do something that was not in my character, that I know that I was not affectionate to the character I was going to do, I was not in love with it, then so if you are not, then how can you give the best you have inside if it doesn't fit with your personality? It's impossible.
How do you feel about age? Does that bother you?
Well, you know, it's fortunately I'm not the only one that goes on with the years.
No, we're all going through this together, aren't we?
So, you know, it's when I turned 80, I was when you are very young, when you are 20 years old and you say, well, maybe one day I'm going to turn 80, you don't believe it. But now that I am 8, I still don't believe it. So what can I do?
When I have told people that I will be interviewing you, people gasp. That is the type of response that you elicit when your name is mentioned.
I'm very proud of myself. Yeah.
It seems so. You know that you are an icon, that people have that reaction to you. I assume
I don't know.
Really?
I don't think of myself as what you're saying. Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, I behave in life like I was still the little girl from Pozzuoli, dreaming about Clark Gable, Rita Hayworth, Bette Davis in the theater. No. Maybe that's my strength. I don't know.
Well, I would think so. Sure, it is.
Yeah.
And it's a humility. But it is also, I would think, just when you walk into a room, you understand that people are looking at you.
Yes, and that I like.
You enjoy that?
I enjoy that, yes. I enjoy that. Oh, absolutely. But that's vanity. It's something else. It's vanity that women have, and it's very pretty to have it, I mean, for people around, yeah.
Well, Sophia Loren will be at Proctor's Theater on March 13th on stage, and we'll have an onstage discussion talking about your life and career, and we'll see scenes from these incredible films. Sophia Loren, what a great pleasure to have you for this preview, and I can't tell you how much I look forward to our conversation.
Me too. Thank you.
What a great delight.
See you soon. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Great
ciao.
Pleasure.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Sophia Loren will be at Proctor's Theater in Schenectady, New York, March 13th at 3 o'clock. You can find out more information by going to proctors.org, proctors.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Prego, prego, anywhere you may go, make each day be a day full of fun. If there's a game or a goal to be won, do it with a bing-bang-pong.
A bing-bang-pong.
A bing-bang-pong. Colombo, take a chance. Don't be a dopey or a dumbo. Go around in a trance. One step, two step, step into a new step. Live your life with a zip and a zing. You'll have the world on the end of a string if you do it with a bing bang bong, a bing bang bong, a bing bang bong.